What has been the weirdest, or should I say the strangest, paranormal experience you've ever had?
Well, the strangest astral experience that I ever had actually happened in a different house. And it took me about 20 years to discover that there are some descriptions of what I experienced that the theosophists came up with. I mean, they were around in the 1800s. I actually didn't learn this stuff, though, until probably 5 or 10 years ago. This experience was, it had many elements that didn't make any sense to me at the time. It was in the early 80s. I lived in Hudson, Wisconsin. I was married, and I was, my husband and I were in bed. I was just dozing off, and I, all of a sudden, my body went on high alert, like there's danger around. Excuse me. And I was trying to listen, like, what's going on? What am I tuning into? And all of a sudden, it seemed like the walls of our bedroom just melted away. Like, I could suddenly see out into our backyard. And another thing about this that was weird, in real life it was summer, but what I was seeing was a winter scene. And I saw a man standing in our backyard, and he had a gun, a long gun.
Well, that's not a good feeling.
No, and I was, you know, struggling to figure out, like, what is this? What's happening? And then the man lifted up the gun and shot me in the back. Okay. And I felt the shot, like I felt the doom. And I could see this scene from multiple perspectives. I could see the man in the backyard. I could see my husband and I lying in bed. And I could see, and this has never actually happened since this time, but I could see the where the bullet had entered my back and nicked my spine. I could see bone fragments, and I could see the bullet lodged in muscle. And I thought, you know, I knew that somebody couldn't shoot you in the back when you're actually lying in bed. They'd have to be in the basement to shoot you in the back. But yet, that's what it felt like. And I thought, you know, am I dying? Because this is so weird. Like, I can see everything, and I can feel everything, and I can see inside my own body. And then I felt really sad because I thought I was dying. And then I laid there for a few more minutes. It's like, okay,
you realize it's not happening, right?
It's not happening. And then the walls, like, came back up. I wiggled my toes because I'm like, am I paralyzed, you know? And I could wiggle my toes, and I was so relieved. I started to cry. And then I got up. I went and looked out the window, like, it's summer, right? Like, that is what's going on, right? And so I, you know, it was just a super weird, weird, weird experience. Well, years later, I was reading a book by Peter Tompkins, and he is one of the guys who wrote The Secret Life of Plants.
That's
and
right.
I loved that book. And he also wrote a book called
The Secret. With Clive Baxter, right?
Yeah, yeah. He also wrote a book, and I'm not sure if there was a co-author on this book, called The Secret Life of Nature. And that book was some of the material that he was going to include in The Secret Life of Plants, but his publisher said, that's too weird. Your book is weird enough. It's, like, too weird. So it actually came out later, and I'm not sure if it was the same publisher or not. Probably was, since the first one did so well. But he talked about these different forms of astral vision that the theosophists had described and documented. And one is called, they use this sort of quaint, clunky term, withineth. And it's astral vision in which you can see all four sides of a thing at once. It's like if you took anything and flattened it out the way they used to do with those maps of the world.
Yep.
In the 70s, remember how
they just lay it right out, yeah.
Yeah, that's what astral vision is. You can see all four sides of the thing, and like you're looking into it at once. And so that sort of describes the being able to see all these aspects of the scene, and the walls melting away. They have a term for being able to see through opaque objects or solid objects, and that is etheric vision. And that is seeing, they call that through-with, meaning you can see through solid objects. So one thing that I think is a strength of mine is that I describe what happens to me, even if I don't have some scientific or you know, respected tradition to rely on to describe it. I just describe it and then try to figure out what it is. So that was probably my freaky introduction into the astral world.
Do you have any special equipment or anything like that?
I'm terrible with tech stuff, totally terrible. The people who have recorded like EVPs and stuff in my home or ghost pictures, a group was here last year and they caught an image of a ghost in this huge dressing table mirror that's right outside my bedroom. That's actually on my website if people want to check it out. But all I have is this group of seventh grade paranormal investigators who came through with their mom and dad, super great guys, gave me a gift of a motion detector. And I thought that was really cool because there have been many groups through here, all super nice people, investigation groups. And these boys were the first ones to come up with the idea of, I have a door that is haunted and we have a spotlight on it. And the spotlight is going off and on is one of the ways that the ghosts associated with the doors communicate. And these boys put the motion detector near the door. And then we all left the room, and they were filming. Well, I think their dad was filming, but we all watched. When the light would go off and come back on.
You knew you had something.
Yeah, and they had, but the motion detector actually went off every time. So there was, nobody was in the room, but they proved or they achieved the result of showing that there was a correlation between this motion detector going off and the light going off, Ron.